this is Matt Gaeter, color commentator for UNC Bears football and former UNC offensive lineman. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by Chevron. Rocking and rolling on this Thursday, just 20 minutes after the hour. Joining me now, we catch up with Jacob Sermon, the quarterback for the UNC Bears. Had some conflicting schedules with each other earlier in the week, but glad to get him on. All of our chats with Jacob, of course, are brought to you by Paul Dovenbarger at Shelter Insurance. And Jacob, you guys gearing up against this Montana team. They beat Idaho 23-21. Jacob, the first thing that stands out to me when I look at Montana is, yes, they're 6-1. Yes, they're second in the Big Sky Conference, but every game in the Big Sky, at least it looks like, they've all been pretty close football games.
Yeah, absolutely. This team has a lot of talent and a lot of skill, but I think every team in the Big Sky can win on any given Saturday. So we're excited to get up there and go compete.
And that's been, of course, I know the tough thing for you guys. It's kind of been the opposite effect of that. You guys are there in every single game, but just not able to kind of pull those things out. And everybody I talked to, Jacob, I was talking to the voice of the Bears, Blake Olson, the other day, and you can just hear it in everybody's voice. They're like, man, this Bears team, they are right there. They just, being able to find ways to close these things out. Coach Lamb said the other day, he said, hey, we're a good football team with a terrible record. Is that kind of how you would summarize this group so far, Jacob?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great way to say it. I'd be lying to you if I said there weren't frustrations on my part at times, just because the nature of, you know, being a competitor and wanting to win these things and push them out. But we got guys making great plays across both sides of the ball, getting ourselves in positions to win. And then, you know, that's all you can ask for as far as, you know, continuing to take steps to put yourself in positions to make plays to ice these games out.
What is that like for you, man? I mean, again, you and I have been talking a little bit. Just there is a frustration. You guys are so close, but I know at some point you don't want to hear that anymore. You don't want to talk about that anymore, because at the end of the day, the record is what the record is, and that's got to get some, you know, get you to the point where, hey, I want to stop talking about it. I want to be ready to go here and just get that monkey off our back.
Yeah, no, that's always. It's always in the back of my mind. I do my best to try to focus on the moment, which is what everyone would say, but it's true, just because that's all you can control. And I find a lot of, in these moments of frustration, it takes just takes a moment of reflection from my part to have a little bit of a paradigm shift, and my perspective alters back to what a blessed situation and opportunity I have to lead a group of men that I'm extremely close with and proud to be my teammates. And be a part of a team that has, you know, everything to play for, and the brightest days are still ahead of us.
Jacob Sermon joining us, quarterback for the UNC Bears. They're going to Montana this weekend, and I know this is a trip too that you were looking forward to. Catching up with you last week, you know, just looking at the rest of the schedule, I know this is one of those you had circled.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, my earliest memories of hearing about college football were from my dad and his days playing at Montana. So being able to go play in the stadium that he, you know, spent his college days at, my mom and him met there. My younger brother is actually just committed to the Grizz, so I'm really thrilled for him to watch his career as it pans out. But it's a heck of a stadium. The fans will be loud. It'll be packed out. I'm fired up for it.
Yeah, it is. It's an awesome experience there. And when you just look at, you know, the buy-in that Montana gets, and just the things that they put into that program, it is a fun place to go. It'll be an exciting opportunity for you guys. When you look at Montana, and again, the highlight for me is they've been close in a lot of these games. 23-21 over Idaho last week, and Idaho is a good football team. Giovanni McCoy was able to throw for, you know, almost 350 on Montana, and he tossed two touchdowns, but also two interceptions. So when you look at this defense, where do you see some of the obvious, not obvious, because when you're 6-1, I don't think there's any obvious things that they're going to give up as far as negatives, but what are some of those, you know, things on the defensive side that you look at and say, hey, we might be able to exploit that?
Yeah, you know, I think we have a good game plan going into this week. A lot of different shot opportunities, you know, quick game, intermediate, being able to balance that attack via the run and the pass and just kind of take what the defense gives you. They're definitely talented at every position. And so just schematically putting our guys in the position to succeed and getting the ball out quick will be, I think, part of the recipe to our success.
Talking to Jacob Sermon, the quarterback for the UNC Bears. Again, these segments, these conversations with Jacob, presented by Paul Dovenbarger with Shelter Insurance. And it certainly will be a tall task, but looking at the rest of your schedule and just what you guys want to achieve, I know, again, we talked about it, the first portion of this schedule, more than the first portion of the schedule, hasn't gone the way you wanted to, but every single week we talk about it, they're right there. You look at it, you're at Montana, you're home against Idaho, which again is another good football team, at Northern Arizona, and then Portland State. Jacob, these next four games, aside from the wins, obviously I want to go 4-0 in the next four, but what would you really like to see from the offensive side of things?
Yeah, I just think we've got to keep taking steps forward, being able to deliver explosives, deliver points, find ways to get our playmakers the ball in space and get them into the end zone, which sounds simple when you put it that way. But there's a lot that goes into it. There's a lot of trust and there's a lot of variables that, you know, it starts with the O-line, it starts with the running backs, the quarterback, myself. And there's a lot of different ways that this you know, machine works together. And so continuing to trust the process there and then executing at a high level will hopefully take us in that direction.
Hey, man, go up against this top team, you know, one of the top teams in the Big Sky. And I tell you what, the way you guys have played, I'm not counting you out. You know, there might be a lot of people picking Montana to win this game. I don't know. But you guys have battled with everybody, including those teams like Sacramento State. They're 5-2. You know, we've seen what you guys are. Idaho State, you know, a lot of those games so close in. So I expect this Bears team to come out firing and at least give Montana a heck of a football game. And, hey, Jacob, why not just go ahead and pull off the upset, my friend?
Man, that'd be a sure joy.
We'll be rooting for you. Okay, Jacob, take care of yourself. Good luck this weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Jacob Sermon, the quarterback for the UNC Bears. Paul Dovenbarger, Shelter Insurance, brings us those segments and shows and conversations each and every week. Angel, you can sense it. You know, with Jacob, it's tough. You can only say, hey, they're getting closer so much before you finally just say, I don't want to hear that anymore. You know, we got to find a way to get over that hump. And it is their hump to get over, by the way. It's Ed Lamb's hump to get over. They got to find a way to do it. And, you know, Montana's a great football team. But the way UNC has played, I wouldn't be shocked if this is a 1 or 2 score game midway through the fourth quarter.
No, I think it would be easy for this team to pack it in and say, hey, this isn't our year. And, you know, yeah, we're all working towards this big goal and it's just not going to be this year. And I haven't seen that. That was one of my biggest things about this team before the season started was, are they going to hang their heads when it gets tough? Are they going to just doubt themselves? And I haven't seen that. They're competing. Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, they're getting frustrated. Yeah, the buy-in is getting harder and harder to promote that and to get people motivated for it. But one win will turn this whole thing around for them.
One win, a trip to Montana, you win that game. I mean, right now, let's call it what it is. That's their Super Bowl. You know, that's their big game. They're not going to go to the playoffs. They're not going to finish in the top in the Big Sky Conference. But they have an opportunity to say, hey, we're going to go out. We got four games left. Try to find some positives here. And Jacob Sermon can still be a guy that helps leave that positive image, that lasting image of, hey, we turned it around the last four games. We can build off of that. And this could be a stretch that's remembered if the Bears do, in fact, turn it around. 28 minutes after the hour, lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, Jesse Kurtz, going to join us next. Look forward to talking to him. Some big games coming up in the conference this week, so we'll catch up with Jesse about it in just a moment. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.